Today is Sexagesima Sunday, that is the 60-day period before Easter. It is also Vocation Sunday, and I ask that you please offer your Mass and Holy Communion for more vocations to the priesthood and religious life, and join us in the prayer after Mass today. St. Blaise, Blessing of Throats, will take place after Mass today as well. Also, confessions are heard every first and third Sundays of the month for those who are not able to make it during the week. So today there will be confessions after the Blessing of Throats. If you are planning to enroll your first grader in St. Pius V School for the upcoming school year, please call the school office to register your child no later than Monday, March 1st. Also remember to please return your blessed palms no later than next Sunday, February 14th, and place them in the box in the vestibule. St. Pius V School will be on winter break from February 15th through the 19th, and school will resume February 22nd. There is no Sunday catechism classes February 14th. They will resume Sunday, February 21st. The sacrament of confirmation will be administered on February 20th at the school at 10 a.m. The Church requires those receiving confirmation and those who are sponsors to be in the state of sanctifying grace. So confessions will be heard Friday, February 19th, the day before, beginning at 6 p.m. at the school, and a mandatory rehearsal for both the confirmand and sponsors will follow at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are now available for our annual $10,000 raffle. Each ticket sells for $100, and the drawing will be held on Holy Saturday, April 3rd this year. So please contact Pat Fons for more information. So also, please pray for the repose of the soul of Mrs. Diane Justice, the wife of Frank Justice. She passed away last week. She had been battling cancer for a very long time. And a private funeral mass and burial was held last Friday. And please join me now in praying for the repose of her soul.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,
now and at the hour of our death. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. Eternal rest grant unto her, O Lord. May she rest in peace. May her soul and all the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Gladly will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Words taken from the epistle of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, this morning I would like to just speak to you about the epistle that we read for today's Mass. We read about the sufferings which St. Paul endured in spreading the faith. And this passage is St. Paul's autobiography, so to speak. And at first glance, it may seem that St. Paul is boasting about his great deeds for Christ. But in order to understand why St. Paul seems to praise himself, we have to know why he was writing this epistle. And St. Paul was writing this epistle to the Christian converts in the city of Corinth. And he wrote to them in order to warn them.
And you see, at that time, there were evil men in Corinth spreading lies and calumnies about St. Paul. And so St. Paul wrote to the Corinthians to warn them of these evil and deceitful men. In fact, St. Paul calls them false apostles of Christ. But then he goes on to explain that he is better than these false apostles. He writes, "They are the ministers of Christ. I am more. In many more labors, in prisons more frequently, in stripes above measure, in deaths often." It was as though St. Paul was saying to the Corinthians, if you want to compare my labors for Christ to the works of these false apostles, then I will tell you what I have done, and you will see that I have labored and suffered more to spread the gospel of Christ than these others. And so St. Paul commends himself not in order to boast, but rather he lists all his trials in order to prove to the Corinthians that he is not a false apostle. And he does this to prevent them from seducing the others, from being seduced by those evil men. And thus St. Paul goes on to tell the Corinthians that for the sake of Christ, he has been imprisoned and scourged. He received numerous lashes from both the Jews and the Gentiles. For the honor of Christ, he has been beaten, stoned, and shipwrecked. In his apostolic journeys, he has suffered perils or dangers of all types. And as if these things were not enough to convince them, St. Paul mentions his ordinary trials and tribulations in founding new missions and churches and in the care of souls. And then St. Paul explains the revelations he received from Almighty God. He writes that he had been caught up into paradise. That is, God had given him a glimpse of the joys of heaven. But in order to keep him humble, God allowed an angel of Satan to tempt him. And St. Paul tells us that three times he asked Almighty God to take this away from him. But God said to him, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for power is made perfect in infirmity." And so St. Paul declares that he will not be sad and run away from his sufferings and infirmities. Rather, the great apostle declares, "Gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may dwell in me." Now, my dear friends, there are many lessons that we can learn from St. Paul in today's epistle. But one in particular is his outstanding patience. How excruciating and how numerous were the sufferings that he endured. But how much greater was his patience in the midst of them. Such patience did St. Paul have that he could rejoice even over his weaknesses and failings. He could truly say, "Gladly will I glory in my infirmities." In so many words, St. Paul was saying, if God wants me to suffer, then I won't complain. I will not murmur against him, but rather I will rejoice in my sufferings because it is his holy will. Now, practically speaking, we don't have to suffer all the many tribulations and persecutions that St. Paul had to suffer. But all of us here do have trials and tribulations. We have the little crosses of everyday life that God wishes us to bear. And when things go wrong, or when things don't go our way, or when our pride is hurt, or when certain persons just simply get on our nerves, these are our trials and tribulations. And at these moments, we must not lose patience, but rather we must remember one word: generosity. At these times of temptation, don't complain or murmur, but rather be generous. That is, be willing to suffer whatever trial God sends you. Realize that Almighty God in His infinite goodness has prepared from all eternity each little cross that He sends you. He chooses the time. He chooses the place and even the circumstances. And He has crafted each cross specifically for you because He knows just what each one of us can carry. And He Himself has placed this cross on our shoulders. St. Francis de Sales says that the crosses God sends you are weighed with His own hands to see that it be not 1 inch too large and not 1 ounce too heavy for you. And so, my dear friends, will we then refuse something so precious? So precious because it comes directly from the hands and heart of our divine Savior Himself. And our Lord once said, "He that does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me." It is thus only through crosses and trials that we will get to heaven. We live in a valley of tears. There is and always will be crosses that we must suffer. And we must always keep in mind, in the midst of those temptations, that is only through the cross that we show our love for Christ, and only through the cross that we can get to heaven. And so, with the help of God's grace, let us make the generous effort to be patient in our daily crosses and sufferings. Let the great apostle St. Paul be our example. Let his zeal and love to suffer for Christ move us to suffer for Christ too. My dear friends, be generous then and resigned to God's holy will in the everyday trials and tribulations that come your way. Don't run away from those crosses or try to get rid of them. Know they come from Almighty God, and see it as an opportunity to show your love for Him. Don't allow yourself to be provoked, nor let it disturb your mind. Rather, whether it is a particular person or a specific situation for which you have an aversion, raise your mind and heart to God, and never complain and get discouraged about your crosses. Because complaining and discouragement only does one thing. It fills our hearts with bitterness and sadness. It makes it heavy, and it makes the cross even heavier. Rather, recognize your weaknesses and suffer the cross in silence in imitation of our Lord. And ask St. Paul the Apostle to obtain this great grace for you. And so when the crosses come, and don't be surprised when they come, remember that one word, generosity. And finally, as Lent approaches, let us make one of our resolutions this practice of patience and generosity, especially with those people or circumstances that we find the most difficult. Make this a good Lent, because for some of us, who knows, it could be our last, whether young or old. Be zealous then to strive always to love God and imitate the patience of His holy apostle, St. Paul, so that you may say with him, "Gladly will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may dwell in me." God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.